So good afternoon, everyone. Buongiorno a tutti. It's a real pleasure to be here today, and I really feel a kind of internal member of the Italian team. I don't feel alien. So we've been working so closely in such a good cooperation with the colleagues that I really feel part of the team and not somebody coming from outside. So today, I don't know to what extent the public really knows about cohesion policy. I have some kind of structure of what I want to say. I hope there will be also space for questions, and I will be very happy to enter into dialogue with anyone that is interested in listening further. So I will start with what cohesion policy looks like in terms of scale and substance. And it's not only what we have now for Italy for the period 14-20, but a bit going backwards. So if we have the last three programming periods, because cohesion policy invests in periods, multi-annual periods of 7 years, so that makes about 20 years, the last 20 years, we have a really enormous amount of money that has been invested in the country. It amounts to 63 billion only from one fund, the Fund of the European Regional Development, which is one of the four funds through which we support with European money the European member states and regions. And it's not the only amount that is invested through our programs, because the rules are that we have a regulatory and obligatory co-financing from the member state. And when we put all together, that makes an amount of 100 billion. So this is an impressive amount. And then I would like to put together some other figures. Maybe first, I'm sure everybody's interested to know what is the ranking of Italy in terms of how much money the country gets. So in 2007-13, Italy was the third beneficiary after Poland and Spain. And for the new programming period, 14-20, year 2014-2020, Italy is the second beneficiary after Poland. So we are talking about the big responsibility of Italy to deliver against this policy in order to preserve it for the future financial negotiations. And when we are talking about one-off amounts for a programming period, we are talking from the European Regional Development Fund of the scale of a 20 billion allocation only from European money. As I've said, the European Regional Development Fund makes one of the European structural and investment funds. For Italy, these are three funds, because Italy does not benefit, because it is a more developed member state, does not benefit from cohesion fund. So we have the Regional Development Fund, the Fisheries Fund, and the Agriculture Fund. Put all together, that is an amount of 42 billion for 7 year period. And in order to put it in proportion as of what it takes from the overall public investment, the European money represent 15% of the overall public investment in Italy. So that gives you the proportion of what the cohesion policy makes and how, what type of critical mass, and it is really a critical mass for investment for Italy. And this investment is not just targeted to businesses, competitiveness, economy. In the end, it is targeted to the European citizens and the improvement of their lives. I'm going to talk a bit on what the future trends of the cohesion policy are. And since we're going to talk about much more result orientation and less about finances, I would like to say what has been achieved so far for 2007-13 programming period in Italy with the European money. So we have direct investment in SMEs of the proportion of 52,000. So 52,000 at least SMEs were supported with this money. We have supported 4,500 startups. We have 6,000 projects in research and development and 2,500 projects of cooperation between business and research. We have 2,300,000 at least people that were covered by broadband. We have a lot of people covered with improved urban mobility. We have 170 kilometers of rail, and I can continue like this. But if you're interested to see what was achieved with this money, and it is still to be achieved, you can go to our website and to the website of the Italian agency and ministry. I will stop here. I have more figures, but in order to have more time for the new period, I would like to start immediately with what the strengths of the new cohesion policy are. So these are the strengths for the programming period that started already in 2014 and has to produce its full results in 2023. The first thing that I will mention is that we want to be much more strategic, so enhanced strategic approach for the new period. What does that mean? So we want to abandon fully the project-based, atomized, piecemeal approach, which happens still across Europe. We want to put everything into a complementary, synergetic framework of an overall vision, and then the individual projects make much more sense and deliver much better against their objectives. And I have to say that Italy has a very good experience so far in doing that, because when we talk about a common framework, this is not to consider only the strategic framework delivered by the funds, the three funds from supported by Europe, but also all the national funds, because there is no value of having one strategic framework for the national investments and another for the European. We have to put everything together. And Italy is advanced in this approach because already for 7-13 programming period, we have this unitary type of framework under which all projects are implemented and are happening. The second very important point is to have much better focused growth model. So when we support growth, we have to be clever. We need to see what are the best type of investments that will support our competitiveness across Europe and globally. And what we see around us is a very speedily developing global economy. In order to have this type of shortcut to a different level of competitiveness, we have to be all the time innovative. We have to be based on knowledge economy so that we are all the time ahead of everyone else in the area where we are the strongest. So, knowledge-based economy. And I have to say also that in this new strand, we are partners with Italy. We have very well shared objectives of how growth can be the best supported. One of the most important key to success is that if you anticipate the changes through innovation, you will be ahead of everyone. So this is our basic goal when we support innovation. Third important strand, thematic concentration. What does that mean? This time, we really concentrated the money on fewer priority areas, much fewer than before, in order to deliver with critical mass the most important objectives for growth and jobs. So we don't want to spread thinly, we want to concentrate on what delivers the best against public money. And in thematic concentration, just to remind, there are four areas which are the areas of our basic investment effort. One is research and development and innovation. Another one is competitiveness of businesses, very much linked to the first one. Digital economy, not just as a formalistic criteria of covering more and more people, but as an enabler of growth. And low carbon economy, because without that we can't save our planet and we can't be even competitive globally, because the green economy now is $1 trillion globally in current terms. So we have to be part of this green economy, and the more we are part of it, the more ahead in global competitiveness we are going to be. Fourth one, we want to be result-oriented. This is what I started with. It is not that we have to talk all the time, including in the monitoring committees, because the monitoring committees are our partnerships of programming, of monitoring, of implementing. Partnerships where all the stakeholders, relevant stakeholders, gather. Believe me, I cover 6 countries, also Greece and Portugal, and whenever I happen to go in monitoring committees, and whenever I start talking about results, the next speaker starts about financial distribution, financial absorption, and all that. We have to tend to forget how much money we speak about. It's much more important what comes out of the money. And in this programming period, we established a very sound intervention logic, starting with what we want to see as changed in our business and citizens' environment, and coming back with which measures will be the most appropriate to deliver these objectives and changes on the ground in the overall vision and a strategic framework. So results, results, results. The next strand that I would like to underline is performance. Result orientation and performance are different things. Performance is where we can deliver efficiently on our objectives. Results are whether we achieve the effect, and performance is whether we have reached the milestones that we have planned to reach in order to deliver the objectives. And we discovered that in order to be good in performance, we need to have ex-ante conditionalities in place before we start investing. And this is a new strand of our cohesion policy. I will talk about two very important ex-ante conditionalities specifically for Italy. Then the next one, I have them in order, but that does not say that they are ranked. Each of these are equally important. Financial instruments, what does that mean? It's not just financial instruments. Everybody knows what it is. It is to shift to much more leverage-bringing type of modalities of investment. So far, we've been so transfixed on grants and giving grants to SMEs or to public administration. Now we would like to establish a very limited role of the grants to the extent they can be meaningful and of sense, and to go much more for financial instruments where we have revolving funds, where we have leverage effect, and we trigger much more other money from private, especially from the private sector, and it makes a bigger investment effort in growth. In this respect, we want to again to synergize with all other sources of funding. Take it, for example, the investment plan for Europe, where we have the so-called European Fund for Strategic Investment. We want to synergize with the Horizon 2020, which is the instrument for innovation and research. So synergies and complementarity. No overlap, no double effort, but to project everything in the right framework. The next one is simplification. Maybe many of you will smile, but we are really trying to simplify. And one of the simplification efforts is that we have common rules now for all the funds. Not all of them, but at least the basic one. We also establish certain ways of declaring costs, which will go down with the red tape for the beneficiaries. Another one, strengthen territorial approach and urban development. So we would like to have some of the investments that clearly link to the territorial and placed approach for some functional areas. Take it urban, take it rural, take it inner areas, take it the pacts that you have for Southern, for Mezzogiorno. So these are established frameworks or macro-regional strategies, established frameworks of objectives and approaches for an area where common tools for development will be implemented. And maybe the last thing to say is linking with the overall economic reform. So you know that this time around we even have sanctions that are related when there is an excessive deficit procedure, when there is a disbalance of public finances, because all of these factors, they ensure the success or lead to failure. Very quickly, for two of the ex-ante conditionalities, which are very important for all the member states and regions, including for Italy. With regard to innovation and research and competitiveness support, we establish one strategic framework, which is called Smart Specialization Strategy.
And I have to commend... Abbiamo una strategia nazionale che è già stata adottata, abbiamo altre strategie di specializzazione nazionali e comunque abbiamo un esempio interessante anche in Toscana, però dobbiamo avere questa specializzazione anche per le regioni. L'idea non è di lasciare nessuno indietro, anche le regioni più meno sviluppate possono sviluppare creatività e possono crescere, però bisogna creare una nuova qualità di dialogo tra di loro e gli imprenditori e coloro che si occupano di ricerca e sviluppo. Loro si devono mettere insieme, andare a vedere dove possono lavorare e crescere attraverso la commercializzazione di prodotti innovativi. Uno degli elementi importanti è il dialogo tra le varie comunità, cioè un nuovo livello di dialogo. Un altro elemento importante è la cooperazione. La cooperazione è quello di cui stiamo parlando. Poi c'è un secondo punto che possiamo menzionare, ovvero i PRA, cioè sono i piani per per rafforzamento delle capacità amministrative. Solo l'Italia li sta attuando questi piani e provengono da una raccomandazione che vuole affrontare i problemi deficit della pubblica amministrazione con questo piano. Per qualunque programma regionale operativo abbiamo veramente la possibilità di semplificare e di trovare dei modi più veloci per gli utenti, per le procedure e altri vantaggi per poter avere una migliore atmosfera imprenditoriale e attrarre più imprenditori. E questo potrebbe portare a un successo politico o a un insuccesso politico. Io ovviamente spero che ci sia un successo politico per tutte le regioni e per tutte le strutture amministrative del Paese. Vorrei parlare con voi di due progetti interessanti, però non voglio togliere troppo spazio, vorrei concludere qui. Devo dire che per me è un grandissimo piacere essere qui oggi. Sono stata molto contenta di poter interagire con voi e se voi siete interessati io ho molte più cifre. Allora vi auguro buona fortuna, una buona discussione e sono molto contenta di far parte del team italiano e del modo in cui abbiamo lavorato insieme. Grazie.